thanks everyone who's here for joining us. Why don't we move on to our opening quote and reflection? Joanne.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I just have a little, it's not a prayer, but just some words of reflection. For over a year, I've heard people saying, I just can't wait for things to be back to normal. I remember even saying that a few times myself. But as I've thought about our current situation, I've realized how much I don't want things to go back to the way they were. Here are a few thoughts. I pray that the next time a friend grabs me and pulls me in for a hug, I actually take the time to appreciate the gift of their embrace. I pray that when school resumes and I see parents dropping off their kids, I take the time to thank a teacher for the amazing gift of education that they give to our future leaders. I pray that the next time I'm sitting in a crowded restaurant, I take the time to look around at the smiling faces, loud voices, and be more appreciative for the gift of community. I pray that when I'm at a grocery store that I take a moment to acknowledge the necessities of life and the amazing people who work so hard to keep us supplied. I pray that I never again take for granted the ability to hop in the car and visit a friend, go to the mall, go to a movie, etc. I pray that this time of social distancing will help to give us strength to continue to share our mission to appreciate and respect people of different cultures, races, and lifestyles to help make Orange County a place free of hate. So truth is, I don't want things to return to the way they once were. I pray that we take the lessons and challenges of the past year and create a new normal.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Beautiful, very nice.
Thank you.
That was fabulous. Thank you so much. That was really terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next item.
Actually, before we move on, can I take roll first?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right, so when I call your name, please state if you're here. Commissioner Amy Buck?
I'm here.
Tanya Dobie?
Here.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Here.
Commissioner Hamill?
Here.
Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Here.
Commissioner Nimothy? Commissioner Nimothy?
Your voice is fading out.
Can't hear you. Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see you, Commissioner Nimothy, but I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, and we know Commissioner Carrie Reynolds will not be here. Commissioner Mike Reynolds?
Here.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Here.
And Commissioner Wang? He's not here. Okay. Okay, so now, item number 3 is review of monthly summary of commission activities.
Annie.
Yes. So I was actually very impressed about the activities that are on the matrix. There are many of them which supersede the goals. And for example, Chief's Advisory Board and Sheriff's Interfaith Council was almost double. The community outreach and relationships building meetings were far surpassed the goal of 40, a huge increase with support that's given to hate crime victims. And it's unfortunate that that's increased, but the important issue is that support is being provided. It was actually just on the news yesterday, too, about Asian Americans and the harassment and remarks and other, you know, horrible things that are happening. So it's still continuing that we know, but it's great that the support is provided. The outreach and the other activities have just been, you know, just amazing. The one that I really enjoyed was the recent session that was on listening about COVID-19. I was in Chief Hamill's group, and it was just wonderful to hear the perspectives and the voices of the community, and the larger group with Commissioner Fareed as well. So it was, you know, I think the activities are really getting out, and people are just grateful for all that's being done by the commission and the staff. So great job, everybody.
Excellent. Any questions for Addie?
I would just add to the activities, I don't know if I made it on here, but I got contacted by Supervisor Doe to attend a press conference of anti-AAPI hate, and it was pretty well received, and he felt it was very important that the commission be represented at this press conference. So it was kind of a nice gesture on his part, to be sure, but important that we were represented there as well. So we add that to our activities this year.
And thank you, Rick, for attending that. Oh, Norma, there's a giant llama behind you.
This is my new psychic. His name is Dolly the Llama.
That's great. Okay, any other questions or comments? All right then, let's move on to our next item.
The next item is open forum, so if there are any members that are listening in, if you wish to speak, if you could either raise your hand or hit star 9 on your phone. So we have two attendees, so if either of you would like to speak, please hit star 9 on your phone or hit the hand raise on your computer. Nope. No one's interested in speaking today.
Let's move on to the next item.
Okay, item 4 is commissioner authorization requests for events.
Okay, so if you are aware of any events coming up between now and the next meeting, which will be, I believe, April 8th, and you want to attend in your capacity as a commissioner, please let us know so that we can address that request. If something comes up in the meantime, of course, you can certainly reach out to me and to Renee via email.
Sure, Reynolds, I had a question about that. When one is a listening member, what exactly does that mean? Is it just that you don't mention that you're a commissioner, or, I mean, are you allowed to ask questions? I'm not clear on what the terminology is.
So I would ask, when somebody asked you to attend as a listening member, did they define that for you?
No.
Okay. Then what I would do is respond to them and say that, yes, you can attend as a listening member, but if you are to give any commentary or to speak on anything, that you would not be a listening member, you would be, an attendee, a normal attendee, or a participant, and that you need to go according to the bylaws and obtain the approval of the chair.
Is the issue, though, that you're representing the commission, or is it that you can speak as a community participant? That's the issue I'm struggling with.
Well, yeah, you can certainly attend and say whatever you want as a community participant. Your First Amendment rights do not get surrendered when you join the commission. But if you're going to attend and say something on behalf of the commission, or just to say, we're here, you know, the Orange County Human Relations Commission, it's important to this commission that somebody be here for this matter, then that's something that should be brought to the should be brought to the chair.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next item.
Okay. And I just noticed that Commissioner Wang did just join us right now. So item number 5 is listening session ad hoc updates.
Yes, that's for me. Good morning, everyone, again. This is Fareed, Commissioner Fareed Faruqi. We had a very wonderful, good turnout, even though a lot of people did register, but we still had a good turnout as to the listening session that we had on February 26th. 5 to 6.30 p.m. in the evening on Friday. I think we had almost close to 38, 40 at different points in time people on in the session. Dr. Clayton Chow was one of our speakers, and Sirende Lee and Ellen Ann, I believe, from the API Task Force and the Korean Director of Korean Services. So they were amazing speakers, panelists with a lot of knowledge and information, and what they shared in terms of where we are, what the gaps that still remain, the inequities in terms of how it was handled and which still exist that we know of, you know, in terms of the rollout of the vaccines as we see it, but in terms of the community impact, Dr. Chow was very articulate, walked us through of different issues, and so was Sivandi. She did a fantastic job on the services that they are providing, what they have done with the communities, and something that a coalition of Meet and Eat with the AAPI community services that they provide, including vaccinations and other things. So a lot of good information shared. There are breakout sessions that we had, and there were discussions that went on. Commissioner Eddy also just mentioned about that. I think overall it was very well received. We have quite a few familiar faces, including some of our commissioners that we could see and those that we couldn't. But I think overall the guests and people who called in were quite supportive and appreciative of what we are doing, offering. I don't know if Norma has something more to add to it, but I will have her chime in as well. Or Amy, I think Amy, by the way, I want to thank our committee before I forget. Chief Mike Hamels, Amy, Jenny, and Norma for making it all possible and putting it all together. Very well executed, and we had a lot of hard work that went in, so I really appreciate the help and the support of the committee for the success. Norma, would you like to add something, or Amy, any other commissioners? No?
Fareed, I'll make a comment. Just thanks for your leadership as the chair of this subcommittee, and I think it went really well, and as Addie mentioned, we were in the same group together and had a good conversation, and grateful to Dr. Chow for taking time out of his busy day to come, and I think it was a success.
Yeah, thank you, absolutely. I mean, he identified a lot of structural issues and holes that exist in the system and delivery and monitoring and other things that also impact issues that we see of hate and biases and other things that take place and the people of color and all that. But I think overall, totally with you. Yeah, I think it's something that we can definitely build upon, and I think the word is getting out there slowly.
Yeah, I was able to attend too, Fareed, and I had a little technical difficulty. Got on a little bit late, but anyway, I appreciate it. It was a great gathering, and when we broke into small groups, people were very willing to speak up and share. There was a good interplay going on. So it was very nice. It was well done. Thank you to the committee, Amy and Mike. That was great. Norma, thank you.
Thank you. That's it for me. Appreciate it. If there's any questions.
Thanks a lot, Fareed. Any other questions for Fareed? Comments? Great job, folks. Really great job. I guess we can move on to the next item.
Okay, item number 6 is Commission Staff Reports, 2021 Hate Crimes Report, Community Dialogues Anaheim and Countywide, and April Commission Speaker Announcement.
Good morning, Commissioners. There was just a couple different things I wanted to bring to your attention and give you updates on. First and foremost, thank you to Chief Mike Hamill. He helped to send out the letters for data requests for our hate crime report this year. So those have gone out, and we're waiting for the data to start rolling in. So I just want to make sure that I updated you all on the letters for requests have gone out, and now it's a waiting game. As the data comes in, we begin to collect, and once, I believe by the end of April, our hope is that we will be already combing through, cleaning everything, and begin the analyzing process. With that, I do want to make an announcement, which just happened, which is that's why it's not on the agenda here, but our dear Joyce Sanchez actually is going to be transitioning out of this position. She's going on to another position, hopefully by the end of April or March. So we're beginning the process of hiring a new hate crime prevention specialist. I will be sending that flyer out to the commission, so if you could share that with your contacts that we're looking for someone new, that'd be great. In the meantime, I will be picking up the hate crime report project, and then Maureen's going to be helping us with the supporting Joyce in kind of responding to the hate incidents and hate reports that come in. So she's still with us. We're just working on the transition plan, and she will help us train the new person that comes in. So there she is.
Norma?
Yes?
Is Joyce staying in the organization? I'm not quite clear. She's going on to a different...
No. She is being absorbed by the council. Joyce started with OC Humiliations Council in the DRP program as a volunteer, and then she went on to be a mediator. And she's played different roles in the council itself and landed so graciously with the commission. And she's going back to her roots. So she's going back to the dispute resolution program.
With the chair's permission, I would like to lodge a complaint against the council for taking away Joyce Sanchez, who is a treasurer of the commission and represents us so well. I'm glad you're staying in the family, but you will be missed, my friend.
Indeed, and great work, Joyce. We will miss you, but congratulations.
Yes, I'm upset at Joyce, but it's okay.
I need to get the llama to go after this.
So the next agenda item is, I wanted to give a heads up to the commission that there have been several requests that have come in to our commission staff to help facilitate community dialogues. Everything from dialogues between police and community members to just dialogues around race relations, social justice. So everything, in the midst of the health pandemic and then the reckoning of racial justice in the U.S. after the death of George Floyd and so many others, there's been several different small community groups that Maureen and I have been working with to help them navigate either how do you put together a community dialogue or helping them revise or review their agendas to actually holding the space for facilitating dialogues for the community. So there's several of those that are coming up in the next 6 months, and as everything else, you're welcome to come. So, of course, reminding our Brown Act, but we will be sending those out. So just to kind of keep an eye on your inbox, and if it's something that you'd like to sit in or be, you know, be a part of, you're welcome to. And those will be coming soon. The last agenda item here is the Sheriff Barnes has asked to come and speak at the commission meeting next month. And this is because, as many of you know, we've had several speakers at the past commission meetings asking about different challenges or issues pertaining to deputies using patches and some other things. So he wanted to have an opportunity to bring that information forward, and he has agreed to come and speak on that topic next month. So he will be our speaker for next month's meeting. And I believe that is all for me.
Thank you, Norma. Any questions for Norma? Norma the llama disappeared. What happened to the llama? That's my question. Okay, let's move on to the next item.
Item number 7 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you very much. Just one update. I've been talking about the video project that we've been working on with Christine Barner, the criminal justice professor from Cal State Fullerton. So that project has been completed. It's been posted on social media. We're really proud of it. It involved, again, several departments, both in Orange County and LA County. We were happy that we had a role in helping Christy and her students do some editing of that piece, as far as, you know, splicing all the videos together and putting titles and everything on it. So really happy the way it came out. And just by way of review, it was a series of just from the heart, off the cuff segments of people from the community as well as officers, starting out by saying, "I'm so and so. And this is what I would like you to know about me." And I thought it was really well done, very powerful. So some of you may have seen that on social media. If anyone in this group is interested in actually seeing the entire video, and there's two versions. One is a shorter kind of teaser video, and then the longer 20-minute version. But if you haven't seen it, you want to see it, I can forward it to maybe Michael, the chair, or if you have a better idea, and it can be sent out to the entire group. It's a video link to a video link. Okay, great. I see some people shaking their heads. So I will send that to you, Michael, today. If that's the best course of action, you can send it out to the group. Is that okay?
Great. Yeah, no, that's fine with me. I'd love to see the longer one, but why don't you send me both so that way you have a choice?
Sure, I'll do that. And then another thing I wanted to mention. Norma, I just wanted to mention that if you're not seeing the hate crime data come back as quickly as you would like, just please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'll nudge whoever I need to as far as my colleagues are concerned from the other departments. I know that I can speak on behalf of them when I say that they all want to, you know, be helpful and provide the data, but, you know, just make sure that, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks. So I want to be helpful in that regard. Also, I wanted to just thank Joyce, and I know she's involved in this project on behalf of, I guess I was a little confused about commissioner or council, but essentially trying to examine how hate crime reporting can be improved upon, creating other avenues and opportunities for people to report it. Of course, OC really just has a portal, but that being said, I know that there's some interns that are working on this project, and so we've also, at the request of Joyce, reached out to the chiefs to see if there are others who are interested in interviewing or being interviewed by these ECI students that are working on this research project. So I was interviewed by Hugo this past week, and Joyce, I'm not sure if you want to expound upon it, but I think it's a really great thing that you're doing. And I think it's, you know, for instance, Irvine, I think I need to share, but the city of Irvine, the council voted a couple weeks ago to have us stand up a dedicated hate crime portal, hate crime and hate incident portal. So that provides victims who may not feel comfortable contacting the police, maybe perhaps just uncomfortable with face-to-face contact, they're able to now, soon, we'll be able to go to our website, if they're a victim of a hate crime or hate incident in Irvine, and report in that manner, can do so anonymously if that's a desire. So it just seems like there's a lot of motivation, a lot of different entities and organizations to do everything we can to increase hate crime and hate incident reporting. And the last thing I want to mention, not directly related to Orange County Chiefs, but there is an event. It's called Rally for Unity. It's going to be at 12 noon this Saturday at Irvine City Hall. The hashtag is Stop Asian Hate, and I know that there are several elected officials that are going to be there with members of the community to address and acknowledge this very important topic. So sorry for all that, but I just had a few things I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and no apology necessary. We always want to hear what you have to say. Are there any questions for Chief Mike?
Yeah, the last thing you said, was that going to be a rally for Stop Asian Hate, or what is that going
to
be?
Yes, it's a rally to of course, to speak out against Asian hate. It's scheduled for 3:13 this coming Saturday at noon at Irvine City Hall, and it'll be right at the corner on a big grass area at the corner of Harvard and Alton, and there's plenty of parking there. And I have seen some stuff on social media that there'll be members of possibly the Irvine City Council, other leaders in the county. So just wanted to mention it.
Okay. Thanks.
I do want to add that a request just came in today from District 5 for me to come to the next Board of Supervisors meeting to present on the data that has surged from the increase of anti-Asian hate. So you might see me either via Zoom or in person. I'm not sure. We're still trying to figure that out, but they have requested for us, for Ali and I, to come to speak at the next board meeting, so keep an eye out on that. there is one other announcement that I missed, and it's fairly new, and I wanted to share it. I don't know, many of you might have met him through different work and different meetings, but Mike Penn, who was a former OCIM president and amazing colleague and friend, passed away this week. He lost his battle with cancer, and we heard the news this past weekend, and family is still trying to figure out if something about service, their service, and ways in which the community can show their support. But personally, I will say Mike Penn was the first person that I got the opportunity to work with when I first got this position in helping organize a series of presentations around interfaith, diversity, etc. And he was a champion of our work. He was a fierce ally. And I always loved meeting with him because he always had a warm smile, and I loved hugging him. He was an incredible human being. He leaves an amazing legacy behind. You know, he believed in the peace and unity of the interfaith world, but above else, he really honored human dignity, and he's going to be sorely missed. I know that a group of us are trying to figure out a way to make sure that his legacy and his work goes on through the work that we do. So I wanted to share that with everybody. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to add.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you so very much for bringing that up. And we really are missing a legend, a person with a lot of vision and dedication, commitment to bettering the societies and bringing people together of different faiths and backgrounds. Mike was incredible. In fact, my position here today before the whole Orange County Human Relations wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Mike. I had no clue. I mean, I know of Orange County Human Relations going back. I've attended events in Anaheim, but that was the extent of my interaction. So he's a person who not only walked the walk, but the talk, and he went beyond bringing people together and making sure the things were getting done. I've worked very closely. Norma is so right. A very warm gentleman. You would love to spend hours together just talking and learning and exchanging thoughts. So he's a beautiful human being, and his family, we barely miss him. But he's in a better place. That it all happened so quickly. So it's hard to come for granted that he's no longer amongst us and with us. So I do want to recognize it as well, and our condolences to him, to the family, and our prayers with them, and for his peace and tranquility in the hereafter. So, yeah, I just want to chime in on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Fareed. Does anybody else have any comments or questions, either for Chief Mike or for Norma? Mike, I have a quick question about the portal that's being developed. Is there going to be a separate link for incidents versus crimes? Because it would seem to me that it's probably better if there's just one link so we don't confuse people, and then it can be sorted by staff later on, what goes into the list of incidents and what goes into the list of actual crimes.
Mike, thanks for the question. Excellent question. Yeah, we did consider that. It's one portal for both, because we recognize that we have to distinguish as law enforcement. It's important to us whether it's investigated or whether or not it's just a horrible thing that unfortunately is we're protected by the First Amendment right, and it's not a crime. We don't necessarily expect members of the community to understand the difference, and in fact, sometimes that level of investigation needs to be conducted before we can make that determination. Recognizing that both hate crime and hate incidents have an impact on residents, there's one portal, one reporting portal. We receive the information on the back end, then we figure it out and decide the best course of action. There's always follow-up with the person. And the unique thing about this portal is that while we want people's contact information, we don't mandate it. They can still submit the information without providing their contact information. We'd rather have the report of the incident without the contact information than not have the report at all. And the other important consideration in this is it's going to be, and the technical part of it, and is we're trying to figure out how to offer it in multiple languages. So we have to figure out how to present the form in multiple languages. Is to this point getting the software that we're using to interpret the characters, something that someone types into a text box, having that actually seen on the back end and having it interpret right is a part we're working on now. But we're planning initially on, of course, English, Spanish, Farsi, Mandarin, Korean, and then adding more languages. But those are we have, probably 80 languages spoken in the city of Irvine. But those tend to be the most prominent. But there's, of course, many more.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike, will there be a press release saying that this is coming out, or something?
Yes, indeed.
How are you going to roll it out?
Thank you. Yeah, we do already have a draft press release, and we're just waiting to press in once the portal is actually up. And then beyond a press release, we're also going to do, we're going to actually be going back to City Council on the 23rd and talking about it. And our part, public safety's part, will be talking about that part of it, but then an overall city presentation on the city's response to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then beyond that, we're also looking to see how we can creatively directly work with different groups in our community. Like, for instance, we have a great working relationship with the South Coast Chinese Cultural Center, for instance. and do more targeted, you know, education outreach with various groups in our city.
Great. So, you know, if you don't mind sending us a copy of the press release, that way then we know, too, because then we can send it out to all of our resources, too, so that they can take advantage of this portal.
Absolutely. I will certainly do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. Why don't we move on to the next item?
Item number 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
Two comments before I begin. That sounds strange. Two comments, and then I'll give my report. The first comment is Mike Penn. As I said to his son, he represented the best values of all of our different faiths. And so in Judaism we say, may his memory be a blessing. And I think that is a foregone conclusion that it did. So, and then just listening to the chief speak, you know, police have been in the news for a long time, but particularly this past year. And chief, you always give a lot of shout outs to everyone else. Just a shout out to you. It's your kind of leadership that gives so much hope in that law enforcement is forward thinking, creative, and has the ability to bring people together and not tear people apart. So thank you for your leadership on this commission and certainly in the city of Irvine. We're really lucky to have you as one of our community leaders. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Rabbi.
You're welcome. The Sheriff's Interfaith Council, instead of doing it every other month, we're going to just meet quarterly now with bigger meetings. And so, again, an appeal, if you are a person of faith and have faith leaders in your community, please invite them to join us. We really want to expand this group. It's really a wonderful place for community to grow and for, as the sheriff likes to say, preemptive strikes. That is, we get together before there's a crisis, and then when there's a crisis, we already have our community built and how to respond. So I'm going to give you the three remaining dates. We had a meeting on February 23rd related to COVID-19. The next meeting will be on April 28th, and it will be with crime and community collaboration. The August 25th meeting will be called the Interfaith Experience, developing further mutual respect, misunderstandings and misconceptions about different faiths, hate crimes targeting various faiths, and so the subject of our commission, certainly the impacts of violence and hate on one's sense of safety. And then the last meeting will be October 27th, and that will be addressing mental illness, its community impacts, available resources, stigma, suicide prevention, its relationship to homelessness, and drug addiction and prevention therein. Big, big topics. We're hoping, you know, to bring in, you know, 75, 100 people, faith leaders, to these different meetings. And the sheriff, much like our chief, is bringing community members together in a positive, preemptive way to further better our society. So a lot of hard work being done on this score, and I think it'll have lots of benefits. And, of course, the commissioners, they're welcome to join until we get a quorum and then cut it off. Thank you.
Rick, thanks so much for that shout-out to law enforcement. You know, we are truly blessed in Orange County to have such terrific leaders in law enforcement and such terrific personnel in law enforcement. Mike, you are certainly at the forefront of that leadership, we're blessed to have you on this commission. The city of Irvine is blessed to have you, you've been a great example for other law enforcement leaders around this county and around this state. Let's move on to our next item.
Next is any announcements from commissioners.
I have one, but I'd like not to be first, so I'll let anybody else go first that wants to go first. Anybody want to go second? Okay. Our fellow commissioner, Carrie Reynolds, her sister, as you all know, has been suffering some decline in her health, suffered a stroke earlier, and has just recently suffered another stroke, which is why Carrie Reynolds is not with us today. She had to run up to Reno to take care of her. And she has asked that that in her absence, which is not just from this meeting, but you know, for the next 2-3 weeks, she anticipates she will not be able to devote time to the Goodwill project. She wanted me to see if that could her burdens on that could be shouldered by the other members of that ad hoc committee. And I see you nodding your heads, and I thank you so much. And on her behalf, I thank you.
We're happy to do it.
Thanks. Thanks much, and I will let her know as well. Any other announcements from commissioners?
Mike, just real quick, would you mind shooting me your email address? I know I'm trying to see if I have it here. I can't find it easily.
Yeah, I'll zap you an email after the meeting.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Also, Mike, I attended a luminary's ceremony to commemorate the death of the 53,000 people in California who passed away with COVID, and also it was in support of the Asian community for the hate that they've been experiencing since COVID was brought about. And also it was in support of senior citizens who have been also so frightened and you know, kind of lost through all of this. Anyway, it was a beautiful ceremony at Fountain Valley. They had a kind of a religious prayer service, and then just followed up with music, with many people in the community holding up luminaries, and they had big banners and posters saying anti-hate, and just a time to reflect and kind of come together and support the community. So it was very nice. And just as a private citizen, I wasn't, you know, representing the commission, but it was nice.
Thanks, Joanne, for letting us know. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, we'd love to have you attend, you know, as a commissioner. If you know in advance, if you have any advance warning that you're going to be at something like that, please let us know. We'd love to have our banner affixed to you and have you carry it at something like that. Anything else? Okay, folks. We've come to the end of another meeting, and I'm really looking forward to our next one where we'll hear from Sheriff Barnes. Again, we're going to miss you, Joyce, and we wish you the best of luck. We know you'll do a spectacular job in your new position, and we look forward to working with your replacement, who will have giant shoes to fill. Not commenting on your foot size. It's just an expression. So, anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful month, and I look forward to seeing you all. I don't know. I mean, the numbers are coming down. Maybe there's a chance we'll actually be in the building in April. Maybe not. Okay. Well. Anyway. Well, let's see how that goes. So. You all have a blessed month and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joyce, a lot for all you've done.
Okay, thank you, Joyce.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.